Thank you, Levi. Praise God. God is good. What a faithful God we serve. Well, we got a special guest speaker for you today, all right? Not that anybody else that ever speaks here isn't any special themselves, but today we got to know this young man, Tracy, because, you know, Mark would bring him here on Thursday mornings for a while, and so he's kind of grown on us over here, and we love messing with him and getting close to him and things like that. And I'll tell you what kind of prompted this for this morning is we were invited over to the Harville's house to have dinner one night, and Mark was like, well, Tracy lives right across the street over there. You want to call him over? And so he came over and spent some time with us. And in our conversation, we came to find out that every morning he gets up and does a Facebook Live while he's taking his walk around the neighborhood. And he'll start off with, thank you, Lord, for this day. And then he'll just preach while he's walking and cars are going by and all this kind of thing's going on. And I watched a few of those and I was like, wow, that was awesome. It really blessed me. So I just had on my heart to let him come up here and share with you today. So come on up, Tracy. He's going to share some things with us today that I believe will bless you. While he's coming, I did want to remind everybody we're doing lunch together afterwards today. So we're going to go to the Cracker Barrel on Eisenhower, and everybody's invited that wants to come, and we usually do this on the third Thursday, so make plans to come break bread with us if you can. Let's give him another hand. Tracy.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. This day was not promised to any of us, but in conclusive, I say, go all in for Christ. Go all in, because he went all in for you. My key verse is Philippians 4:13. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or who gives me strength, whatever version of the Bible you have. But going in for Christ shouldn't be hard at all, because he went all in for you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, he died for you and me. He went all in for you and me. So, ergo, you should go in for him. He paid it all. He did not cut any corners. He didn't make any excuses. He just loves us. He loves us with an everlasting heart. So, ergo, you should love him with an everlasting heart as well. So you may ask me, how can I go all in for Christ? I'm glad that you asked. Yeah. Well, first, start your day off with Christ. Have Christ in your day regardless. Thank you for waking us up this morning, getting us started on our way throughout the day. End your day with Christ. As a matter of fact, you should just make your whole time here on earth about Christ. Remember, he died for you and me. He died for us in general. Now, Jesus is not gonna force his way inside you. You have to let him in, open the door to your heart and let them in. See, he asked from us to let them in without any exceptions. So Echo, you should, because he's the only one that can save you. You know, see, God's love is everlasting. His love is from ends to ends and back and forth, however you want to look at it. So, as a matter of fact, he loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Love is all. Love is all. It's all of you. It's everything that's in you. It's so amazing to love. It's just amazing. Take a look at me, for instance. I was hit by a car, in 1996. Gotta take my time on this. Yeah. But the thing is, I didn't let that stop me. I just kept on declaring that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Look at me now. Yeah. I'm up here preaching to you today. Look at what God can do. He can do amazing things. He can do all. So just look at me. Yeah. And the thing is, he can do it for you too. I'm through with that, because that's you know, making me lose my place, even though I'm following it with my finger. But the thing is, make Christ number one in your life. Make your time count on this earth. Count with Jesus in your life. You know, I just love him, you should too, and he loves you with an everlasting heart. So, I mean, the thing is about his love is it's amazing. It's amazing to me. It should be amazing to you too. And the thing is, make his love count, you know. Even when you're in a place where you don't want to be in, you know, he's right there. But the thing is, just know that he's right there, and you'll be all right, you know. So what I'm trying to tell you is, don't go through life without Jesus in your life, you know, because he will make it all, you know, worth it. Yes. He'll make your time worth it. So the thing is, just, you know, make him number one. See, the thing was, I was up at like 7:30 preparing for this, and I closed the book, because the book was getting me all mixed up. Yeah. But the thing is, don't go through life confused. Accept him, and he'll amaze you with everything that's in you, everything that's within him. He'll just a major, you know. And the thing is, God is not a man that he should lie. So just put your trust in him, and the thing is, he'll do it. He'll do whatever you need him to. Just ask him, leave it in his hands, and then believe, and there you go. You know, you got it. You know, the thing about me is I trust him so much that he loves me with an everlasting heart. So just look at me, for instance. I mean, I've been through enough. Well, yeah, I've been through enough, and he's gonna take me through some more. But the thing is, just trust in him. Put your place your trust in him, and let him make you immortal. Or yeah. I'm not sure what the word is, but that really doesn't matter, because he has led me to into ministry, and the thing is, I let him. So, and whatever he's called you to do, you know, you should have no problem letting him, you know, do it, you know. So y'all have to bear with me for a minute. I just had a moment, but the thing is, God is a God that will never fail. He'll just amaze you. For one, he's a God. For two, he's a father. For number three, he's a God like no other God. So make him the Lord over your life. These idols, Buddha, Hindu, you know, it's a thing to be a Christian. It's a thing to be follower of Jesus. But see, that's where Christianity come in at. If you're following him, then, you know, then you're Christian. You know, if you follow Christ and believe in him, then he'll take you through mountains, he'll take you through valleys, he'll take you up so high that it's hard to come back down. Yeah, I mean, see, thing is, he took me high. He said, stay high until I take you down. And when I say high, I don't mean high with drugs. I mean high on the pedestal. Well, he said, he told me to put him first. So, I mean, that's what I do. Thank you. Thank you.
It's all about love. All right.
Tracy, that was amazing. Thank you for that. Am I the only one that was in tears? You know, out of the mouth of babes, isn't that the truth? I'm telling you what, you just can't understate the love of God and how he loves each one of us and uses each one of us and is so powerful in each one of us. Tracy, you really blessed me. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your love of the Lord. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, there's nothing I can say to improve on that. That's just glory to God all the way. You know, we've been teaching on healing school. This is healing school here. And we teach how to receive healing in your body and how to minister healing to other people. And how many of y'all would like better results in when you're laying hands on other people? Because I'll tell you, that's where it's at, right? People, they can rebut doctrine. They can rebut so many things. But when you lay hands on them and they get healed, what can they say? God is God. And he just puts it all to rest, doesn't he? And so when we can do that, when we can lay hands on the sick and see them recover, it's a real powerful thing. So I'm going to just come with you because we only got a few minutes here. And I'm going to just give you some highlights on how to minister to other people. Would you like that? We've covered a lot of stuff in the past few weeks on how to receive healing in our own bodies and what that it's God's will that everyone be healed every single time, and that God upholds his word above his own name, that his word is forever settled in heaven. And when we can really get it down in our souls that it is God's will every time for us to be healed, and we can see what it is that stops us from receiving that healing, now we know who the enemy is and how to handle it. So, who's the enemy against your health? The devil and the spirit of this world and your flesh. Those are your three enemies that you will have to fight in this world. The devil, the spirit of this world, and your flesh. And we need to be in authority over all of those, not because we're tough, not because we're so powerful and we're all that, because of the gift of God that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers and every name that is named. And because we're there, we speak from that place. We have authority over these things. So the first thing I want to say is, whoever has had to fight a battle in their life against health or pain or anything like that, I want you to know that does not disqualify you from ministering to others if you're fighting your own battle, right? Because we all are at different stages of our growth in who we are in Christ Jesus. We've been instantly saved, but we're progressively working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And so each one of us are at different stages. So never let the fact that you're battling something stop you from praying for other people. How can I say that? How is that true? Because you're not the one that heals them, and neither am I. We are the obedient vessels of the Lord Most High, the one that Tracy so eloquently told us about today. We are just the vessels. It's he who does the healing through us. And we're the obedient servants. And it's up to us to take authority over our minds, over our feelings, and over our past experiences, and step out in faith and do what we're told to do. So I'm going to give you some of the just the simple things about when we're praying for other people. One of the first things is first impressions. How many of y'all are getting first impressions of High Point Church you all are visiting today? You all have a first impression of what High Point Church is like. First of all, when you drove in the neighborhood, then when you saw the church, then when you met Pastor Trey, then when you came into this room, then when Tracy so eloquently preached the gospel to us, and now I'm standing up here. You're getting a first impression of High Point Church, right? So the same when you are coming to someone else to pray for them, their first impression of you makes a difference. So it's really good if we've brushed our teeth that day, if we've had a breath mint or a piece of gum that we can put in our mouth before we speak to them, that if we're dressed modestly, we're not all loosey-goosey or whatever, and we're dressed modestly when we're praying for somebody else so we're not distracting to them. Believe it or not, their mind can be so consumed about you as a prayer minister that they're not able to focus and receive from God because you're distracting them as a person. So we don't want to put on cologne that's going to be super, super offensive to other people because some people have allergies to smells. But something that makes you smell good, you know? How many of y'all got stuff that makes you smell good? Amen. Use it. Praise the Lord. We all appreciate it when you do. Two is you need to introduce yourself with a smile. Nobody wants to have a prayer minister going, "All right, what do you want from me now?" Nobody wants that. Smile and be kind. Be warm. Be understanding. When they walk up to you, it would be very nice that they kind of melt in peace in your presence. You know that their guard comes down when they stand in front of you or when you go to them. Perhaps you're in the hospital visiting somebody. You know, perhaps you're going to just meet somebody on the street. Or perhaps it's in the sanctuary that you meet somebody. You need to be disarming so that they can relax to hear what it is you're going to pray and what you're going to counsel them on. And here's the third one. Never assume what a person needs when they're coming to you for prayer. Never assume it. Because we all operate in our stuff. All of us do. And we all have ways of seeing. And that way may not be the way the Holy Spirit sees this person. You know, sometimes if you see somebody coming up in a wheelchair or on crutches or burns all over their bodies, you might think that's what they're coming up there for. But they might not be coming for that. They might need prayer over their finances or a relationship that's having troubles. You don't know. So never assume and just listen to what the person is saying when they come to you to receive prayer. Ask them questions. Where's their faith at? What are you here for today? And ask them, and then they'll tell you what they're there for. I'll just jump ahead. Some people have a laundry list of problems. You ever met that person? They have a list of things that are wrong that they need prayer for. And they are going through their grocery list of things that they need God to do for them. Don't let that freak you out. And you can tell them they don't need to go through their whole list because the Holy Spirit knows exactly what they need. He's the one that does the healing. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? So we need to just trust God and listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to you and then disarm that person, let them feel comfortable, and listen carefully to what they're saying. Listen with your heart. You know what I mean when I say that? Anybody, you're allowed to either go up and down or left and right. Do you know what I mean? Okay, good. Just want to make sure I'm not putting you to sleep. And then we want to find out what they're believing for. How many of you know that prayer is not a slot machine? Right? It's just not. It's not, you don't put in your 50 cents, pull your lever, and then get out your healing. That's not how it works. How does faith work? Faith works. Huh? Faith works by love. Faith is voice activated. And faith needs corresponding actions or works, right? Because if you don't have any works, then you really don't have any faith. You have to have faith for something. It has to be towards something. It has to be believing God for something. So we need to have that faith for whatever it is you're getting healing on. So when the person comes, what do they actually have faith for? Where are they soberly really at in this thing? Because they may have that shopping list of 10 things that you're praying for, but they only really have faith for one. So pick an easy one for you that you said, "Oh, I've gotten results in this area before," or "This is no problem," and we go for that one first so we can start getting some results. Amen? Because how many of you know? If you're in here and you're needing healing on something, and we pray for one person to come up here, and they, you can see they got a problem, and then all of a sudden, you see a miracle happen right here, and their body's transformed before your very eyes, and they change. How many of you know when they start going, "Yahoo, I am free," and they're jumping around, how many know your heart leaps on the inside? Your faith just got increased. You go, God's here, he's real, and he's moving right now. And all of a sudden, your faith is increased. It's the same way in an individual when you deal with one little thing in their life, then they get healing on that, they get faith for the bigger things, right? Then they get faith for the bigger things. Because the longer they've had the problem, the more considerations they've had to make for it in their home and in their family and in their finances, the harder it is to give it up, to believe God's going to take it out of there. So we have to find out what people are believing for and what they're willing to receive from God. Don't give unbelief a voice. That's a big one. How many of y'all have prayed for somebody else? Laid hands on them, prayed for them, and you heard, words of unbelief rising up inside of your own heart. Like, "Well, God, I hope you're going to do it." Or, "Man, I'm going to do this. We'll see." Those kinds of words. Or, "You got no right praying for them people. I know what you've been doing. You have not been serving God with all your heart." That condemnation stuff can start coming in. Or, "I know you've been sinning, and you haven't repented fully from that sin. So who are you to pray for somebody else right now?" That stuff can come up. I want to let you know that's the old man. That's the old woman. And you don't want her or him to have a voice. So just ignore him. Seriously, bypass it. I'm not kidding. Bypass it. Because it doesn't come from you or me being so holy. It comes because of the gift of God in us. And it's by grace that we're saved, not of works, so that none of us can boast about it. None of us can brag, "God uses me because I pray, I tithe, I'm holy, I don't swear, I'm generous." That doesn't cut it. That might help your conscience, but it isn't how the power flows through you. It's faith. It's straight up, "God uses me. I don't deserve it, I can't earn it, and I can't wreck it. God chose me, God chose you, and he will operate through us." It's our job not to disrupt it with our negative thinking. Amen? Don't give unbelief a voice. And listening is the key. As you minister, listen to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. Praying in tongues is very helpful. But be sensitive. Not everybody prays in tongues. If you pray in tongues, you could freak some people out. Some people have been taught their whole life that it's of the devil and it's not of God. And if you go to pray for them and you're praying in tongues, they will turn off instantly. And it won't. So just be sensitive to who it is. It's okay to talk to the people. How many of y'all talk? Half of you do. The other half, I guess, are on a word fast right now, huh? Some of you are word fasting right now. Okay? No, we all talk, and it's okay to have relationships with people. Again, you're not the power, so you can enjoy the people in front of you, and we can talk to them and find out where they're at. Ask permission. We believe in laying on hands. Ask permission. Is it okay if I touch you? Okay? I've got a recovery ministry with women and children. Some of them you cannot touch. They've been touched so many times the wrong way that they just can't handle it. And you have to respect that, okay? The power of God moves whether you're touching them or not. I just want to let you know that. And I'll let you know, a lot of people think that men need to pray for men and women need to pray for women. And if you believe that, that's fine. Go ahead and keep doing that. I just want to let you know that's not how Jesus did it. okay? If that was true, all women would still be sick and broken. They would be, okay? Some of us have been really severely abused by other people. And so they might not be a good fit for someone of the opposite sex, okay? And vice versa. Listen, when we're praying for somebody, you may not, if you're a woman, you may not want to hear about some guy's pornography addiction and what he's been through and fighting. You may not want to hear that. You may want to say, you know, I have a brother here. It might be a better fit for you to talk to him. And then let a man deal with that. I can understand that, okay? So use wisdom and don't feel like it's always on you to solve every problem. Like I said, excuse me. I'm fighting my battles too. I'm in the middle of one right now. But I want to let you know, I'm winning. Praise the Lord. I'm winning. He has to go. He has to loose me. Okay. Here's one. See the person, not the problem. Do you know what I mean by that? Sometimes when people walk in or when you're around them, you can see on them what this big old glaring thing is, whatever it is. And sometimes you can think that you have to fix that big old thing that you see. And that may cause you to shrink back. It may cause you to kind of lose faith a little bit if you haven't been victorious in that arena yet. So what you do is you ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes to see people the way he sees them. And I'm very serious about this. We need to focus on what is it God sees in these individuals. Because if we just use our eyeballs to determine, excuse me, what a person's going through or who they are, we fall very short of loving that person. How many of y'all feel like other people could love you better than they are? Me? You know what? It's really easy for me to believe that not everybody cares about what I'm going through. You know, you can check it. You can just, you know, people all the time, you greet them, they go, how you doing? And if you take the time and go, do you really care? Do you really want to know? Let's go sit down for a second. I got to tell you, boy, my life. You'll see their eyes kind of roll back in their head. They were just being polite. They don't really care how you're doing. I mean, that's the truth. I'm just being honest. We have to be real when it comes to moving in the gifts and callings of God, manifesting the things of God. To have a heart of compassion for people is really important. It's not about you. And that's one of the most difficult things is to not think that I am all that or I'm not all that. It's this. And when I was teaching people how to operate in their spiritual gifts and people were having a hard time, they don't even know what their spiritual gifts are or how to operate in them, it's always this, and this is so easy. What do they need at this moment? What is it they need? Because God is going to flow that through you to them. He decides the tool. He gives it to us, and he operates through us. And when we can see that it isn't up to you to fix them or to heal them, it's up to God to move. That's all. It's really that easy. So when we keep, like Tracy was telling us, to have a pure heart before God, to really have that clean relationship with God, to trust him, because it's his life that he's given to us, that flows through us, that gives us life. And when we can really look at the person as a person and not as their problem, it changes everything. And then we let God move through us. And it's amazing what he will do when we take the pressure off and just let him. Some people have been building things up in their mind for a long time. And they have certain issues that they've had. It's been a family history of these issues. Or they've had it for their whole life and they don't know anything differently. Or they've had a circumstance that they've been walking through that's been going on for years and years and years. And it's really hard for that individual to just believe God is going to just like that. because believe it or not, they've been prayed for before. You're not the first person that prayed for them. You may be the thousandth person that's prayed for them. And their heart could be a little bit dull to believing that this is the moment that they can receive their healing, right? So that's why it's good to really talk to people and find out, where are you at? What can you believe God for right now? How will you know if something's different after we pray? Is there a pain? Is there a mobility issue? What is it that would give you a glimpse that when we pray, you're going to be different? And when they can tell you that, it starts opening a door for the results to start coming in their life. And it's amazing how God is faithful in that. Sometimes, listen, some of the best results I've ever gotten when I pray for people is just off the cuff saying, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. It's done. Get up. And it's like, oh, I'll tell you. And some of those, they freak me out. And then the other ones where I'm going, okay, Lord, oh, Lord, it's got to be you right now. This is a big one, Lord. Oh, Lord, this is a big one. They got a timetable on this one, Lord. The doctor tells them they only got so much time now. This is an emergency. You got to step in. Nothing. I'm not in faith. I'm in worry and unbelief. I'm not in faith. So let me ask you this. Which problems are too difficult for the Lord? Really? Do you believe that? Oh, she says it's up there on the wall. There's nothing too hard for thee. You know what? Just because you write it on the wall don't mean you believe it when you're standing nose to nose with somebody. So the thing is, again, when our relationship is really good with him and we know that he's in me and I'm in him and his words abide in me, then whatever thing I ask, I know he's glorified by having that take place. He loves working through us, but it takes us being in that relationship that we know he really loves that person in front of us and he really loves us. And he will manifest now when we set that environment of faith in that person and in that moment. Another thing is scriptures. What are they believing? What are their verses they're standing on? Do they have any verses that they're believing God with? If they have some verses, do you have verses that you can speak to them? If you have your verses that you can speak to them, they can sometimes take those home and think about it and then come back after that's taken some root inside of them and help them to soften that hard ground so that they can receive. Okay? And so I don't want to belabor this because of the time frame. I know everybody loves to go to lunch. So I want to just share with you this. It's faith that heals people. It's the prayer of faith. And whatever it takes for you to believe God, that he uses you, that he's not holding back, that there's nothing you can do to disqualify yourself, he chose you. And I want to let you know, the Bible says in John chapter 3 that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. The whole world. Everybody. Even the worst of the worst. Everybody. So you and I qualify. So it's not about how holy we are, it's about being obedient. So like I said before, it's just about faith. And your faith can operate whether you've made a mistake 10 minutes ago or whether you can quote the whole Bible front to back. Doesn't matter. It's the power of God genuinely flowing through you. And when you can be convinced that God doesn't hold back, he'll move through you because now you've aligned yourself with the truth. And when you've aligned yourself with the truth, then that truth can flow through you into other people. Are you with me? And it's like Tracy so eloquently said, I'm telling you, it's the compassion of God. After all, look at him, right? Look what God can do. God is no respecter of persons. So whatever you desire of the Lord, go after it. Whatever it is, go after it. He created all things that we can richly enjoy them. However you want him to use you, do that. But let him flow through you into others. Are you with me? I love you guys. Let's all stand up. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. Father, that each one of us can be used by you, Lord. Father, we have needs ourselves, but so do others, Lord. And it falls in the category that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I know that's applied towards money, but I'm applying it towards your wonder-working power, Lord. Your marvelous love that you have for each one of us, Lord. That, Lord, that the devil would like to disqualify us. The spirit of this world would like to say this is nonsense. And our own flesh speaks against us because it wants its way. But, Lord, I ask that by your Holy Spirit and by the word of God that's imprinted on our hearts, Lord, that we would be obedient to your desires, that we would be led by you, that we would pray for others so that you can be glorified, that we can see the results in their lives, Lord, by our obedience and our deliberateness to bring glory to your name and to set our brothers and sisters free. And Father, I thank you for each and every person in this room or that can hear my voice that desires to see the kingdom of God manifest on earth. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.